Off of the album Spools of Thread, that's sure to make the best of list this year. That's Fierce Bad Rabbit on the Colorado Sound with the track Love Doesn't Run. Okay, so back near the top of the hour, I said I'd spring some news about an upcoming Big Head Todd and the Monsters release. According to sources inside the band, they'll be releasing a companion album for a tour that they're going to be heading out on in January and February. This time, Todd Moore and company have been hanging out down in Memphis at Arden Studios, working on a, quote, Robert Johnson 100-year tribute thing. Big Head Todd and the Monsters will be the band, and the record will apparently feature guests who include Hubert Sumlin, Honey Boy Edwards, Ruthie Foster, Charlie Musselwhite, and others, and maybe there'll be a surprise on that record beyond those acts as well. Obviously something to be looking for here over the next couple of months. Speaking of the blues, I got a great email today from John Alex Mason. I had heard earlier this year that he had moved to Oregon last year, and he had, and then I saw a tweet from him that he's got a new album coming out called Juke Joint Thunderclap, so I reached out to find out more. He said he's moved back to Colorado. He says he's happy to be home, and he'll be out doing some shows, and the new record is due out early February 2011. And another news and notes, if you're feeling a bit charitable, you may want to check this out. Seems that the band 200 Million Miles was ripped off, not just once, but twice in 1 week, from two different locations, from two different cars, and in the process, they lost all their gear, except for their drums, which were apparently stored safely someplace else. So in order to help pay for all that stuff, or at least get a little ahead of the game, the band has put up a charity page at bandcamp.com. We'll be right back with an exclusive first listen to something brand new from Jessica Sonner here on The Colorado Sound.